This is the National Broadcasting Company. This is WENR, the voice of service, Chicago, leaving the air at this time until 8:30 this evening in favor of station WLS.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, America's oldest farm paper, Chicago.
Johnson's Wax mark up more Monday moments of masterful music and McGee Madness with Rico Marcelli's orchestra, Betty Lou Gerson, the Cleft Dwellers, Lynn Martin, and Marion and Jim as that blithesome brace of banterers, Fibber McGee and Molly. Now, before Marcelli gets down to some serious syncopation, let's talk about floors for just half a minute. Do your floors look as bright and shining as you'd like to have them? Then let me suggest you order some Johnson's Glow Coat and watch the amazing transformation. Johnson's Glow Coat makes floors sparkle and gleam without a bit of rubbing or buffing. Look for Johnson's Glow Coat in the attractive yellow can. And now Marcelli and his men give us A Bicycle Built for Two in the original version and as it would be played in Cuba, China, Ireland, Vienna, and the Army. A Bicycle Built for Two. Wheel it out, Marcelli.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'll look sweet on the seat of a bicycle built for two. Thank you.
the carriage, but you'll look sweet on the seat of a bicycle bill for two.
Well, let's ride our kilocycle billed for 2 million down to 79 Wistful Vista, where we find Molly sweeping the front porch as Fibber Ambitious McGee sits on the steps and thinks. Well, anyway, he's sitting on the steps.
My, my, every time we go away for a day, the dust sure piles up. I almost hate to come home and see how dirty things have got.
Well, you can't do nothing about it, Molly. It says in the Bible that you'll always come home to a dirty house.
Where does it say that?
Don't you remember? To dust you shall return. Don't you get it, Molly? I says to dust you.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay.
Now move yourself out of the way whilst I sweep where you're sitting.
Oh, it ain't dusty here. I've been sitting here for 2 hours.
McGee?
Huh?
Move.
Oh. Oh, I get it. You want me to get to one side so you can sweep here. Say, who's the gal, Molly?
Who? Where?
Riding up onto the bicycle.
Oh, her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she must be one of the neighbor girls, McGee. Real pretty, ain't she?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose she is, and into a kind of a skinny way. Hiya there, Beatrice.
Oh.
How do you know what her name is, McGee? How do you know it's Beatrice?
I don't know, but that's a good way to find out. Get off and rest for a mite, why don't you, Beatrice?
Beatrice, it's Helen.
It's Helen, Molly. You live around here, Helen?
Don't be so inquisitive, McGee.
Oh, it's all right. You're Mr. and Mrs. McGee, aren't you?
Sure we are.
How'd you know that, Helen? I got a laundry mark showing someplace?
Oh, no. I guess everybody around here knows about your winning this house in the raffle. I always ride my bicycle out this way.
You always get off the way you did then? Chucks, I thought you was going to zoom into a tailspin there for a mite.
Oh, McGee.
Well, I can't ride very good yet, I guess.
Oh.
That's why I come out here, away from everybody and everything.
What you mean? Oh. Just learning to ride, huh?
Yeah.
Well, sir, Beatrice, Helen, you come to the right place. I'll give you a couple of pointers on the bicycle riding.
Oh, now, McGee, you...
You know, Helen, I used to be a trick rider in the vaudeville myself. Used to ride bicycles, tricycles, unicycles, and dipicycles.
Dipicycles?
Yep, dipicycles. Dipicycles was a kind of a bicycle with two saddles, one facing each way. I'd ride across the stage, give a leap, and come down into the t'other saddle, facing t'other way. Always used to get a big hand onto that trick.
A big hand with a hook in it.
You really ride a bicycle on the stage, Mr. McGee?
Who, me? Why, shucks, Toots. I was known all over the country as Cycle McGee. The side-wheeling sensation of the sun circuit. Part of my act was where I rid a unicycle backwards down a rope from the balcony to the stage. I'll never forget the day my helper forgot to catch me as I whizzed onto the stage at about 80 miles an hour.
Gee, what happened?
Oh, nothing. I crashed through the rear stage wall into a cafeteria next door, zipped past the steam table, picked up a plate of chicken, two rolls of butter, and a piece of lemon pie and a glass of milk, flipped off the wheel with a double backflip right at the only empty table in the joint, or the plate. Only thing was, the lemon pie turned out to be coconut cream, and I had to go back and change it.
You forgot your spinach, didn't you?
Spinach? I never ate spinach whilst I was riding, Toots. Too much iron into it. I couldn't afford to get rusty. Want me to show you a few tricks onto the bicycle?
Oh, I wish you would.
McGee, don't you go busting up the girl's bicycle.
Hey, what you mean, busting it up? You keep your eye on Six Day McGee, Toots. Six Day McGee, the circling cycle sensation of the century. Hey, this here's a nice bike.
Yeah, I got it for my birthday. It's a gift.
A gift, huh? So's riding it. A B-flat bell. Always used an A-sharp bell myself.
What are you turning the wheel around for, McGee? It's the same on both sides.
I know, but you always got to mount these things from the left side like a horse.
Oh, I don't think you mount like a horse. I think you're very graceful.
Always thought so myself. Now look, Toots. The idea is to get onto a wheel just like you get onto a horse. You put the right foot into the stirrup.
Pedal.
Oh, well, don't be so fussy.
Now, be careful, McGee.
Oh, I won't get hurt, Molly.
Let him show me, Mrs. McGee.
You betcha, Toots. That's the spirit. Why, I mind the time in 1901, eight of us fellas of the Sycamore Cycle Club rode a tandem bike 2,200 miles in 32 hours and 12 minutes.
Eight of you? Eight of you rode one tandem bike?
Correct.
Why, there are only two handlebars on a tandem.
I know, but there was six sets of handlebar mustaches amongst us. Now watch. You put your left foot onto the pedal, like this. Then you give a kind of a little hop and up.
Oh, there you go, McGee. Scratching the girl's bicycle all up like I told you not to.
Did you hurt yourself, Mr. McGee?
No, thanks. I got the cuff of my pants caught into the sprocket there. I should ought to be wearing them things you got on. Them runts.
Short.
Oh, yeah, short. Hey, Molly, you suppose it'd be okay if I run in and put on them blue striped shorts of mine?
You'll do nothing of the kind, McGee. Shorts is shorts, but your shorts is underwear.
Now watch this, Toots. Left foot there, up, you see? Setting into the saddle, graceful as a swan. Head up, hands resting gently onto the handles, and away I go. Keep your eye on how I do it now.
My. What makes it wobble like that now?
I guess the cycle sensation of the century is a little out of practice.
Look, he's turning around. Well, at least he knows how to do that.
Doesn't seem to be doing any tricks.
That's what you think. Keeping perpendicular is the best trick he's ever done in his life.
Do some fancy riding, Mr. McGee.
Hey there, Toots. How do you stop the dead relative?
To the grave. Oh, I forgot.
You forgot what?
The brake doesn't work. I forgot to tell him.
Well, tell him when he comes around again. Look at him. This is the hardest work he's done since he was initiated into the elk.
I'll tell him now. Here he comes again.
Hey there, Toots. How do you stop her?
I don't know. The coaster brake doesn't work.
Fall off, McGee. You know how to do that. Oh, there he goes again.
I guess he'll just have to run down.
He can't even run out of gas. Look at him come. Slow down, eagerness.
I can't. The brakes don't work. Get some pillars and a mattress, Molly.
I'll do nothing of the kind. You know, I think McGee's discovered something.
What's that?
Perpetual motion. My, he looks desperate.
Shall we run down and help him stop?
Oh, you afraid he'll hurt your bicycle?
Oh, no, he won't hurt it.
Well, then come in and I'll make us a cup of tea.
Hey, Molly, hurry up. Stop. Where are you going, Molly?
We're going in for some tea, McGee.
Oh, Molly.
Watch out for the traffic when it gets dark.
Hey,
come on, Helen.
Martelli and his men play that swell, sweet number from the picture, the big broadcast of 1935, Why Dream? best part of using Johnson's Glow Coat on your floors is that you don't have to do any rubbing or buffing in order to have shining floors once you learn the easy Glow Coat method. This remarkable liquid polish shines as it dries without help from you. You merely spread Johnson's Glow Coat lightly over the floor or linoleum. Let it dry for 20 minutes and you will have a floor that shines like new. A floor that's easy to keep clean because dirt and dust can't stick to that beautiful Glow Coat polish. And now, all we need is Lynn Martin, our pocket edition prima donna, singing, "You're All I Need." Outside the door when you come into the McGee kitchen, where Molly and Toots are brewing tea and teasing Fibber about his bruises.
I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you about the brake being out of order, Mr. McGee.
'Twasn't the brake that was out of order, dear. 'Twas McGee.
Oh, shucks, I... I'm sorry I scratched your back or your bike up, Toots. I'll be glad to pay you for any damages I've done.
Oh, that's all right. I can have it fixed for $15 or $20.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry you couldn't show me some trick riding.
Well, you see, Toots, it's been years and years since I rid much. They make them different now. But I'll never forget the time I rid across Africa on a hunting trip onto a bicycle.
Africa on a bicycle?
Oh, now, McGee, are you starting
Yes, sir, Toots. That was way back in 1897, or 98. No, it was 97. Or was it? Yes, I guess it was 1897. No, it was... Who's that?
I suppose it's me grocery. Come right in, boy.
Afternoon, Mrs. McGee. Hi, Mr. McGee.
Hi, son.
Set the groceries right over on the table there, boy. I'll check them over with you to see if they're all here.
Okay.
You say you rode across Africa on a bicycle, Mr. McGee?
Yep. Cape Town to Tripoli. Made it in 22 days, exactly. Would have made it in 15 and a half if it hadn't been for being captured by cannibals up into the Belgian Congo.
Baloney.
What was that, young fella?
Be quiet, McGee. We're checking the groceries.
Oh.
Cannibals, did you say, Mr. McGee?
Yep. The fierce tribe of Zulu Bangis ambushed me. And I was, as I was tapping an African maple tree for some sugar sap. You see, I'd parked my bicycle by a thorn bush, and my sapnack was setting onto a rock.
You mean knapsack?
No, no, sapnack. I had me a knack of getting the sap out of the African maple.
Raspberry.
Oh, is that so? Well,
listen. Hush up, McGee. Did you bring the potatoes, son?
Yeah, potatoes.
What'd the cannibals do, Mr. McGee?
Well, Sir Toots, they started jabbing me with red-hot spears, trying to make me holler. But shucks, I just laughed into their faces. Then they tied me up and took me into the village where they fed me rich food for 2 weeks to fatten me up so's I'd be fit to eat. I was fit to be tied.
You mean you were tied to be fit?
No, I was... tied to be fit. I didn't get it at first. Well, sir, every 2 days they'd come and pinch me to see if I was plump enough.
Well, how'd you know they were cannibals when you first saw them?
Easy. One of them had a salt shaker hung onto his left ear. Another one had a bunch of onions strung around his neck.
Horseradish.
Oh, yeah, well, listen.
Stop
here.
Stop interrupting us, McGee, till we get the groceries checked.
Okay.
Where's the sugar now?
Well, sir, finally they thought I was tender enough to cook, so they brung out a big iron pot that took 43 cannibals to lift.
Working on pot time, I suppose.
Yes. Pot time. That's pretty good, Toots.
I like it.
Prune.
How about me,
well,
butter
sir,
now? Where's the butter? Dear?
They had a kind of an educated chief of this tribe. He'd been to college and he wouldn't eat nothing but white meat. And he kept pumping me for information about when was Italy going to invade Africa.
Well, that was long before Italy invaded Africa.
I know, but them witch doctors is pretty smart that way. Anyway, this fella thought I was an Italian spy, maybe, and he asked me how was the Italian army going to travel, afoot or cavalry? Why, shucks, says I, they'll just be bumming their way. Bumming, you get it, Toots?
Applesauce?
How many dozen are the eggs?
Anyway, they tied me up looser so they could watch me squirm, and when they lit a fire under the iron pot, they started a war dance around me. Had a real good band, too. Something like Marcelli, only not so hotcha. One old feller had him a bagpipe he played, and his boy played the tom-tom.
Oh, I see. Tom-tom the piper's son.
Yep, only he didn't steal no pig. Well, sir, finally the water started to boil, and they untied me and tossed me in.
Not...
Dad rat it, who's... What's... Oh. And there I stood, Toots, up to my armpits into that there boiling water, with them painted cannibals dancing and howling around me, waving knives and forks and spoons.
Very embarrassing.
I'll say it was. Well, sir, up come the chief, waving a carving knife, 3 foot long and glittering like...
Johnson's Gloco.
Lots of laughing hyenas in Africa, too. Well, Sir Toots, on them cannibals come, with a hungry look into their eyes, whilst I just stood there into the kettle with my arms onto the edge, real calm and collected.
Boiled ham?
Who, me? That rabbit.
Do you mean to say, Mr. McGee, that you stood in that pot of boiling water and didn't mind it a bit?
Yep.
Why, I don't understand.
Listen, Toots, when you've been married as long as I have, being into hot water won't bother you a bit. Molly, darling, is that tea about ready?
played with a 42nd Street flourish by Marcelli's men and vocalized with a Times Square vim by the Cleft Dwellers. And now my solo is entitled, Now That Fall House Cleaning Time Is Here, Save Yourself a Lot of Work and Keep Your Floors Shining with Johnson's Glow Coat. This easy-to-use floor polish that requires no rubbing or buffing was perfected in the famous Johnson's Wax Laboratories after years of study to produce the finest polish of its kind that could possibly be made. Be sure you see the Johnson name on the attractive yellow can. And by the way, I'd like to remind you that it's very economical to buy Glow Coat in the larger size can. In fact, you save as much as one-third on the price. Ask your dealer for Johnson's Glow Coat, the liquid polish that quickly changes dull, dingy floors into bright, gleaming surfaces without any work of rubbing or buffing. And now it's time to say hasta mañana, which, loosely translated from the Ethiopian, means until Monday at this same hour when... Ah, there, Fibber.
Ah, there yourself, Harpo. You know what we're going to do next week, Harpo?
I'm no crystal set gazer. What are we going to do next week?
We're
going to
have our own amateur hour.
Well, don't you always?
No. I resent that crack, Harpo. But listen, being that all the amateurs is either spoke for or else hid away practicing the musical saw, me and Molly is going to take all the parts ourselves.
Now, wait a minute. You and Molly will play all the parts yourselves?
Yep.
Well, I can hardly wait, my boy.
Neither can I. Amateur talent is into my blood, Harpo. My uncle was a great amateur performer.
That's so?
Yeah, he was a fireman, Hook and Ladder Company number 24. One day he was performing for this here Major Bozo or somebody, and he got the gong. Gong, 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 like that. So what does he do but grabs his hat, drops his script, takes one long leap, and slides down the microphone, wrecking the broadcast. You see? Once an amateur, always an amateur. Don't forget that, Harpo.
I won't. And don't you forget either, folks. Next Monday at this same time for the Big Amateur Hour, or I might say half amateur, half hour. This will probably be the amateur show to end all amateur shows or something. In the meantime, remember, just as the best housekeepers use Johnson's Glow Coat and Johnson's Wax to keep their homes clean and shining, so wise car owners keep their cars sparkling with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. This is the old Glow Coat man, no rubbing, no buffing, Harlow Wilcox, no fooling. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You are listening, friends, to WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, America's oldest farm paper, Chicago. America's oldest farm paper, Chicago.